Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here. Now, a story of corruption and heartbreak in suburban Chicago. Forensic scientists have begun picking over the remains of hundreds of cadavers desecrated in an alleged grave-selling plot at the historic Burr Oak Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois. Four workers at the cemetery have been arrested. Officials now estimate that close to 300 graves were tampered with. People in the community are just beginning to deal with the personal implications of all of this. We have two looks at this story, which has really rocked the Chicago area. Terry Dean joins us. He's had a family member buried in the Burr Oak Cemetery and is attempting to figure out what's going on. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
And also with more of a big picture look at what it means to have a relative in a cemetery and our particular approach to death and burial in the United States is Gary Latterman, who's the author of Rest in Peace. He joins us from Emory University in Atlanta. Gary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
First, Terry, what's personally happening in your family, since the news broke in Chicago of this shocking scam?
Well, it was actually my grandfather and uncle on my mother's side. She was watching the news, and she, told the rest of the family that she had family members out there. And then come to find out that my grandfather on my father's side is also buried out there. The Cook County Sheriff's Office, they do have a hotline, which I called and just gave them the names. And I was told by, one of the sheriffs there that might take 2 weeks to find out, anything as far as what's going on with our family. I suspect it'll take a little bit longer, and we're just like everybody else, shocked, upset, concerned, and really don't know what's going to happen.
Well, and it's so sad to think that this kind of peaceful place in your heart, knowing that your family member was in a particular place that maybe you knew of, is now disrupted by this news event. But had your family actually paid to bury your members at the Burr Oak Cemetery?
Well, I'm the youngest of the family, so I don't have any memory of really either. So this happened, in the 70s. So, yeah, we went through the usual process, paid for the funeral, the burial plot. As I was telling my, sister, we weren't, frequent visitors to the cemetery, but it doesn't make a difference whether we went, once a week or, once every year or once every 10 years.
Or never. Never.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's the irony. That's the irony, Terry. You can be devastated whether you visited the cemetery or not, right?
Exactly. This is, again, closure for us and everyone else. This is their resting place. And, this is what's difficult to wrap my mind around this crime. Who would think that you would have to check, not visit, but, check to make sure that your relatives are still there.
Right.
The fact that we've lost them once and now we've lost them again. We're not sure where our family members are. So it's really upsetting.
Well, Terry raises an interesting point for you, Gary Latterman, author of Rest in Peace at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. Culturally, we have this peculiar relationship with cemeteries and the notion of a resting place for human remains in our family. How has that been disrupted by this crime? And traditionally, are most people in this same situation of having a place that they can name on a map of where their relatives lie?
Sure, there's a long tradition in America and around the world generally of being having the expectation that where you dispose of the dead will be undisturbed. And, that is a very powerful expectation that when it is disrupted, as it is in this case, as was mentioned, is devastating and really can throw people off and open up all kinds of wounds, as well as create all of this outrage.
The very nature of this transaction, though, I think sets up the scam, and not to say that it was obvious. This isn't the kind of thing that happens every single day, but you are paying for this feeling that your loved ones are in a place that is permanent. And in fact, the fact that you're just paying for this feeling means that if people can duplicate that feeling in some dishonest way, they can make money.
And unfortunately, there have been all kinds of scandals associated with funeral industry and cemeteries throughout the years based on the fact that you have these kinds of sacred connections with the dead that are embedded in a sort of larger area of commerce and consumerism. And sometimes people question that the very nature of those kinds of transactions when you're talking about religious feelings, religious investments, religious connections.
And is cremation growing for possibly this very reason in the United States?
You may remember a few years ago down here in Georgia, the tri-state crematory
right.
was another one of these scandals
exactly.
where people, you know,
yes.
the outrage from people when they realized that the caretaker, the people they, you know, turned over their dead to really were being irresponsible, if not, you know, sort of downright, you know, criminal.
And so the cemetery doesn't matter. No form of this sort of end is immune to this kind of abuse and corruption. Terry Dean, let's get a final word from you. Is there a place for your family to rest at Burr Oak, and has that been disrupted? And what are you thinking about your own personal plans?
Well, I know my father has said, and my parents are both seniors, so he said he wants to be cremated. As far as my own, well, not necessarily think of my own plans, but again, I think the main thing we want to do is find out where our relatives are. And I've even said that if there's any talk in the city about maybe closing the cemetery or, you know, relocating the, you know, people who are already there, I personally would oppose that, and I would just try to make sure that, again, if the bodies, you know, and other victims can't be retrieved, maybe some kind of memorial
right.
casket for each and every one of the victims that were disturbed to be placed there, at the very least.
Yep. Well, Terry Dean, thanks so much for sharing your family's agony and heartbreak with us. Has a family member in Burr Oak Cemetery, of course, the subject of a scandal of corruption there in suburban Chicago. Terry Dean, thanks for joining us from Oak Park, Illinois. And Gary Latterman, thank you, author of Rest in Peace at Emory University in Atlanta. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.